talk about an invitation to engage. Highly danceable tune there, and the soundtrack for the introduction to our great guest today, Associate Professor of Performance at Antioch College. She's Gabrielle Seville. Gabrielle, thanks for coming in here today.
Oh my goodness, thank you so much for having me here today.
We are at the beginning of a three-day odyssey that you have brought together. And this is second part of a two-part event.
That's right. This is the second part of Call and Response, an innovative dynamic of Black women in performance at Antioch College. We had a session in July where seven artists with different relationships to the words Black women and performance came together to craft what we call the call, which was sort of a prompt for the community and for ourselves to make art in a different way. And the call that emerged was for all of us to conduct experiments in joy.
What an absolutely beautiful call to send out. So, mm-hmm. So it was sort of like homework. This call was sort of
homework for us.
Ponder.
Homework for students, for faculty, for staff, for community members, for people in our networks. Just what would it mean in this moment where so many challenging things are happening locally, sort of nationally, globally, to say, hey, what could we do? What art could we make that would claim joy? Not denying challenging things happening in the world, but still recognizing that in order for us to deal with those challenges, we have to allow ourselves to feel joy.
It's been indeed some heavy weeks, some heavy days, and I appreciate this sentiment very much.
Yeah.
There is joy to be found. There's always some small thing that you can do to add joy to the world instead of sitting back and feeling the waves of maybe dismay or despair coming over you. We, within each of us, has the capacity to at any time conjure joy. So that was the call.
That was the call. And also, I mean, we recognize that sometimes what we have to do is recognize and confront the obstacles to our joy. So the range of pieces that will be happening this weekend in this second part of the festival, the response phase, will have a full range of things. I mean, some things will be bubbly and fun and amazing, and others will be thoughtful or questioning. Or, I mean, I know for myself, I'm interested in investigating my own relationship to joy. What is it that I really need to do to help me feel more joyful more of the time? So there'll be a wonderful range of tones and different kinds of performances and installations. We have a short film program that's happening on Sunday. So there's just something for everyone in the event.
And this is free and open to the public. Anyone that's hearing these words and these thoughts hit your ears and mind is welcome to come. It's a three-day event. It starts on Friday, that's tomorrow, at 7 p.m. with a Cantifrican, and we'll get back to that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh. And then again, for Saturday, there's performances beginning at 3 p.m. And then again, on Sunday, performances beginning at 2. Just two performances, like matinees.
Well, what's awesome, actually, on Sunday is that for people who are listening to this and thinking, wow, what a cool idea. I wish I could do something like that, but I don't even know how I could develop an experiment in joy. Well, at 2 p.m. on Sunday, anyone is invited to come, and we'll have some exercises, some movement, we'll talk, and just we'll develop together some action plans for what would it mean in your own life to conduct an experiment in joy. So we're calling that community experiments at 2, and then we'll have a short film program at 3:30.
For the wrap-up
on
Sunday afternoon.
On Sunday.
It's a big, big event, and it is spearheaded by our guest today, Associate Professor of Performance Gabrielle Seville here at Antioch College. And the whole call and response, I was reading up on it. I mean, I've heard it my whole life, and I know what it is, but there's a little bit more to it if you do a little studying, a little reading. Call and response creates a scenario wherein everyone can contribute to what's going on.
That's right. I mean, it's a really wonderful, the phrase itself comes out of African-American tradition, and specifically when it could be a preacher, it could be a singer, calls out something and the whole community responds. And so that for me was a wonderful dynamic in terms of thinking about what could we do? What could happen instead of just having artists come and then give a presentation that they already made in some other place? What would happen if they came and then had a chance to meet people in the area and talk to students and, you know, walk in the Glen and hang out and then, you know, together call out and then see how the community responded and see what kind of responses we could create. So that community spirit was definitely a part of our idea.
We're going to be back with our guest today, associate professor of a performance here at Antioch College, in this delightful sort of a three-day span of engagement and answering and joining in. But first, we're going to hear a little Ray Charles here from one of my favorite call and response tunes. You know what it is? What I Say.
What I Say.
Talk about your calls and responses.
That was it. I love it when the ladies get in there. They're responding.
We are in the studio with Associate Professor of Performance at Antioch College. She's Gabrielle Seville, who has indeed sent out a call and is getting a response. Not only is this the name of your event that kicks off tomorrow and lasts through Sunday here on the campus of Antioch College, but also, in a way, before the event even got started, you yourself as a person, Gabrielle Seville, sent a call out to your friends, your fellow artists, and they responded.
They certainly did. And I got to tell you, what's interesting here is that some of these artists I've known for 20 years, and some of them I barely knew.
Huh.
I mean, really, these are really amazing artists. Some are more grounded in visual arts backgrounds. Some are poets. But we all incorporate and use performance in some way in our work. And when I describe to them, just kind of getting their contact information through my various networks, when I describe to them what I was trying to do, they immediately said, sign me up. That sounds so cool. I want to, and just the opportunity for us as seven Black women artists in the United States to come together and work together in a community, that opportunity just doesn't happen very much. And so they were delighted to come and to create the call, and now this weekend to share their responses.
This tune, Tiny Whiny, that we started our hour with, you sent to me, and it's an integral part of one of the artist's performances. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, that is a song, and it's really cool because that song and this performance by Rosamond S. King came directly out of our work in crafting the call. One of the things that we did, we moved together, we danced, we talked, we wrote. There were all these different exercises, and in one, she was doing a Caribbean dance called Whining, and she was whining in the Antioch Theater.
And I'm sorry that you cannot see Gabrielle.
I know you gotta,
right now, because it is a sweet move.
No, man, what you got to do is just like plant your feet on the ground, bend your knees, and then move that center around, wind it up, you know? And so we were just teasing, and we started actually having a conversation about, well, how old do you need to be to do this? Or what happens when you see kids doing this? And we just started talking about the body and sexuality and movement, and also, in culture, sometimes do we project things onto kids that we have anxiety about? Is it possible to explore your body and have fun? So with this idea, she's then, you know, from this conversation, she's taking this song, and on Saturday night, you'll be able to see what she does with it, along with a bunch of other performances by the other artists.
It is Call and Response, a three-day event here on the campus of Antioch College in Yellow Springs, Ohio. We have its organizer and principal caller, Gabrielle Seville.
I'm the shot caller here, Call and Response. Awesome, I'll take it.
So you tell me where you were born and how you landed here, which is just like the brief, but the art that brought you to be a performance professor here.
Oh, wow. That's a wonderful story. Well, I'm born in Detroit, Michigan, of combined African-American and Haitian heritage, and born and raised in Motown, went to college pretty early in life at age 16, then went to move to New York City at age 20, finished graduate school at 25, moved to Minneapolis, spent some time in New York City and Mexico City, always traveling, writing poems, making art, teaching, and building quite a community of people in some of these big cities where I lived. And when I saw the opportunity to come and teach at Antioch College, a concern that I had was, oh, what's going to happen to my community? What's going to happen to my context? And in the conversations that I had about potentially coming to Antioch, I said from the very beginning, I said, you know what would really help me feel sort of better about this concern and worry about losing my context is a Black Women's Performance Festival.
And so, Antioch College said yes.
And I'm so thankful and lucky that Antioch College said yes. I really, it's something that I will always be so grateful for, because it's been such a transformative experience for me, and I think for some students and faculty and staff as well.
You can find out more at antiochcollege.org. There's a link there
front
page. You can find out more about this event and also about the amazing sort of wonderfully crazy, unlikely, and delightful entity that is Antioch College right here, that supports the arts and feeds our souls and encourages us to think and question and learn and be movers and shakers. Gabrielle Seville, you're delightful. Thank you for sharing a little bit of your event with us today.
Thank you so much for allowing me to come and sort of do my whining in the studio with you.
Man,
not my complaining whining, my torso whining. That's what I've been doing, and dancing to Ray Charles. It's been wonderful.
Well, aren't we glad that Antioch College said yes, and then is an Antioch College that you said yes. So glad that you came here, and thank you for that.
Thank you.
We got a little sea lion woman with a twist.
All right.
It is Gabrielle approved. Check it out, antiochcollege.org. It's call and response.